Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are grateful that you are joining us on tonight for the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We pray that your day has been well. We pray, glory be to God, that you on today have received the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We pray that you have really again taken time out to be with the Lord, taking time out just to tell him that you love him, just to tell him, people of God, that you appreciate him. That is so important. Amen. That is so important to give God the glory that is due unto him. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We thank God tonight for each of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on in, come on in, come on in, come on into the network on tonight. Glory to God, just come on in, come on in tonight, come on in tonight. Amen. Listen, I don't know about you, but this prophetic encounter has been just what I needed. And I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm telling you, I have been blessed beyond measure. Amen. I thank God for he has brought deliverance. He's opened our eyes, opened our heart, opened our spirit to be able to hear and to see, amen, the next level. Yes. So we bless God. We thank God tonight. We want to tell you, come on in, come on in. We want to invite you, come on in. If you're in, just come on in, invite somebody, take a moment, send out a text message or two. Send a couple of people out a text, let them know that we're here. This is night 3 of our prophetic encounter, and we want them to come and be blessed. Have we not been blessed? Yes, we have been blessed. Glory be to God. So tonight, go ahead and invite a couple of people. Send out a couple of text messages. Let them know that we're here. Let them know. Let them know. Listen, when you have something good, you don't want to keep it to yourself. You want to tell somebody. You want to share. Yes, you just want to share. Glory be to God. And I tell you, this prophetic encounter has been good. Yes, it has. So, again, go ahead and take a moment to share. We invite you to come on in. We want to say welcome to all of our listeners, those that are here in the continental U.S., those that are listening in countries abroad, whether you're in the east, the west, the north, the south. Glory to God. Wherever you are listening from, we just want to say welcome. We want to give you a hearty welcome. We want to give you a PNN welcome and let you know that we appreciate you tonight. We appreciate you for your coming. We appreciate you. Yes, we appreciate you for stopping by the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to let you know, people of God, tonight as always, let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the recording afterwards. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything, but you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast. Listen, we are all about spreading the word, spreading this good news, spreading this liberating word. That's what we're all about. We're trying to win the loss. We're praying that at some point in somewhere, some island, glory to God, hallelujah, some alley, wherever, as someone is hearing this word at the right time, literally just at the nick of time, and that they're hearing this word, that they're being blessed by this word, that they're coming, that they are coming to, and that they're coming through. Yes, glory to God. We just believe by faith, amen, that someone is being blessed. We believe that. Do you believe that? I believe that. I believe that someone, that people are being delivered.
I believe that people are being set free. I believe that people, that their minds are being opened, their spirits are being opened. I believe that people are getting answers. They're getting answers. Yes, they're getting answers to their needs. Amen. Those questions that they have in their heart and in their mind, God is giving answers. So we bless the Lord tonight. Again, go ahead and tell somebody, invite someone to come and be a part of the network on tonight. Listen, while you're doing that, go ahead and get your pen and paper. Go ahead and get your pen and paper. Get ready for tonight. Get ready for tonight. This is night 3 of our prophetic encounter. And you know, people of God, every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher. So we bless God tonight. We bless him tonight for what he's about to do. Truly, we believe that the Lord is about to do something great. I believe that. Yes, I believe that. And I believe that you have brought your faith and that you believe it too. So go ahead and again, get your pen and your paper. Get your pen and paper. Invite your, everyone to come. Invite. Just don't stop inviting. Invite. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on into the network on tonight. Tell them to come on in. Yes, tell them to come in and be blessed. And listen, while you're doing that, I just want to go ahead and acknowledge my leaders on tonight. I just want to acknowledge our leaders, glory to God, esteeming them highly, because we know that we didn't get here just by osmosis. We didn't just get to where we are, but there were mentors, there were fathers, there were mothers in the gospel that helped us to come. There were those that fed us, spiritual food, that now here we are grown and growing, producing. Listen, people of God, producing meat, producing, yes, enabling us to eat meat. To get off the milk now that we're grown, now that we've come to growth and development. Now here we are being used by the Lord. So just want to acknowledge our leaders. I just want to acknowledge firstly our founding father on tonight of the S.D. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide, EPC Nation. Want to acknowledge our founding father, the late apostle Dr. S.D. James, giving God thanks and praise for him, thanking him on tonight, thanking the Lord on tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, giving God praise for her, the first family. Amen. Just thanking him tonight for our senior apostle, glory be to God, all the way out of Trinidad. Thanking the Lord tonight for Dr. Apostle Samuel Huggins James, thanking him for him, elect lady Huggins, thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, Lady Tina, thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., Mother Taylor, thanking him tonight for all of the leaders that are on the phone, whatever capacity the Lord has you serving in. We just thank God for you. We bless God for you. We thank God for you. Glory to God. Wherever you stand in the body of Christ, we want to thank God for all of our leaders that have come here to the line. We realize we have so many leaders that come to the line just to stop and listen in. We thank God for you as well. Thanking the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them in whatever capacity they're holding. We thank God for them, amen, of parts of other ministries, but we thank God for them lending their hand to this ministry, this outreach ministry. We bless the Lord for each and every one of them. Thanking him for our prayer warriors on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking God for our scripture reader. Thanking him on tonight for each and every one. We thank God for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers and how you've come, and that you kept, amen, this PNN before the Lord. And here we are now, yes, broadcasting in over 59 countries. At some point, all collectively, over 23 million people. My God, Can somebody say to God be the glory? Truly it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful, amen, for the Lord, for the leading of the Lord, amen. For he is truly the head of this line. And we give him thanks, we give him praise, we honor, we glorify him. Listen, we want to thank God for all of our Facebook listeners. We do realize that there's a large listening audience on our face. Thank God for those of you that are listening via our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and for those that are listening via the new Re-Op Prayer Group 52 page, the prayer group. We thank God for you for listening in. Listen, you're out there on our PNN Facebook page or the Re-Up Prayer Group page. Go ahead and drop us. Let us know that you're listening. Drop us a note. Let us know. Glory to God. Let us know. The Lord leads you. Let us know that you're there. Let us know. Let us know where you're listening from. Just drop in a note. I'm listening from Canada, or I'm listening from Bermuda. I'm listening from wherever you're listening from. Drop us a note out there and let us know where you're listening from. That would mean so much to us. And we just thank God for you. We just want to let you know we thank God for you for wherever you're listening from. For those of you that are listening via podcast, we thank God for you. For those of you that are listening, amen, via the web, we thank God for you too. Listen, we're trying to plug in, fit in where we can. We're just trying to get this word out. It's not even about the numbers, but it's about the reach ability. We're trying to reach souls for the kingdom by any means necessary. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight again for each and every one of you. And people of God, listen, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Glory to God. We are not going to hold you long, but again, we do want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come, invite them to come on out to the PNN tonight, invite them to come on out, tell them to come on out, let them know that the Lord has a blessing for them. Let them know that the Lord has a blessing for them on tonight. Amen. Truly, we've been blessed, people of God. We've been blessed. We don't want you to miss this blessing. Glory be to God. We don't want you to miss this blessing. So, again, go ahead and invite somebody. Tell somebody, come on out. Tell them to come on out. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in the room. Tell them, come on in the room. Yes, Lord, tell them to come on in the room. Just let them know that the Lord, again, has a blessing for them, and we don't want them to miss it tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're not going to hold you. We're not going to hold you long. We're going to give space. We got to give space for the word. Amen, Jesus. Got all of our introductions out of the way. Amen. We want to say a word of prayer to sanctify the line. But listen, we want to give all space to the word. We got to give all space to the word. Amen, because it is the word. It is, listen, everything is going down but the word. Everything is going down but the word, and we want to give space for the word. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring them on in. Bring them on in. Bring them on in. Amen, Jesus. We just want to say a word prayer on tonight to sanctify. Amen. Listen, we can't go to God any kind of way. No. Psalms 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And we want the Lord to hear us, and we want to hear him. So we want our hearts and our minds to be ready. Yes, and this is why we always take time to sanctify the line. Amen. So if you would, pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God as we go before the throne of grace tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song says, bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy name. holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, for I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy. I bless his holy. I bless his holy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. Before the throne of grace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and just meditate on the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Let's just give him thanks and give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on, somebody bless him tonight. Come on, somebody bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and glorify him. Come on and adore him tonight. Glory to God, because he alone is worthy. Glory be to God. Only you know what he's been to you. Glory to God. But we bless him tonight. Come on and bless him tonight. Come on and tell him thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and tell him thank you. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your goodness. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for who you are. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your loving kindness. We're thanking you, oh God. We're thanking you for all of your tender mercies towards us, your people. And Father, tonight we just come to bless your name. We come tonight, oh God, we've assembled in this place, at this time, in this hour. Glory be to God, and we're asking that you would have your way in the midst of us. Father, have your way all over the land. We're asking you tonight, Father, wherever these airwaves are reaching on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would look upon us tonight, look upon the altars of the hearts of your people tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us, glory be to God. Sanctify us. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you forgive us of sin on tonight. Forgive us of iniquity on tonight. Forgive us, oh God, if we transgressed in any way. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would purge us tonight. Purge us, oh God. Cause us tonight, oh God. Cause our eyes to be open in the precious name of Jesus. Cause our heart to be open to what you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon us. Breathe upon us tonight, oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God, your word. Breathe upon us, go home, oh Shah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to touch your people. Father, touch all over the land, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, as only you can, in the name of Jesus. Father, cause us to rise up. Cause us on tonight. Glory be to God. Cause us to rise up in our spirit. Cause us to rise up, oh God, even as you're speaking unto your people tonight. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, to meet needs on this line. Father, meet needs, glory to God. Some come for healing on tonight. Some come for deliverance on tonight. Some come for answers on tonight. Father, but we know, all glory to God, that you are El Shaddai. Father, you are the answer. You're more than enough. And we're thanking you tonight, oh God, as you look upon your people tonight. Father, meet needs. Oh, glory to God, in every area of the lives of your people. So you know what we have need of, oh God, before we even ask. And we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to do a new thing. Do a new thing, oh glory to God, as you beckon for us, your people, to walk in your spirit. As you beckon for us, your people, glory to God, to walk in kingdom. As you beckon for us, your people, glory to God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, create us and make us new. Make us new. Make us a new
you, God. Change minds, change hearts on tonight. Revive spirits, oh, God, to restore souls on tonight. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do what you will in thy precious name, oh God. And we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the very works of the enemy now in the precious name of Jesus. We bind his works. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus. We say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you now. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for victory on tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us victory, overcoming power in thy precious name, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for causing us to sit in heavenly places. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, now we say you have the right of way tonight in every area. Father, touch the speaker tonight. Touch the man of God on tonight. Strengthen, glory to God, strengthen his body, oh God, for the anointing, oh God, to deliver your word unto your people. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we do give you all glory. For this we do give you all honor for what you've done on tonight, for what you've already done, for which already is declared in the earth. We thank you now. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you on this night. We glorify you, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. And for this we thank you, for this we praise you, for every blessing, every sign, every wonder, every miracle tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you glory now. We in thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 somebody tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him again. We bless him again. We glorify him. Glory to God. We glorify him. Glory to God for all that he's done. People of God, do you know it's already done? Do you know that it's already done? Glory be to God. It's already established. It's already settled in the heavens on tonight. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. In our scripture reading, our scripture reading will be coming from Romans the 8th chapter, amen, starting at verse number 14, glory to God. And the scripture reads, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Cause the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know, glory be to God, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he hope for? Verse 25, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Glory be to God. I have read for you, glory be to God, Romans 8, scripture from scripture 14 to verse 25. Amen. Romans 8:14-25. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, most of all the doers of his word. Amen. Glory be to God. And here we are. Here we are, people of God, because we are waiting. Amen. We are waiting. Glory be to God. We have expectancy on tonight, and here we have all come, glory to God, to this line, to this prophetic encounter. We're waiting for something. Amen. Glory be to God. We're hoping. We're hoping, glory be to God, for something. We're expecting God to do some great things. Amen. And glory to God tonight, people of God, again, if you have not sent that text message out, go ahead and send it out. Go ahead and send it out, amen, because somebody needs to hear this word. Somebody's life may be depending on this word, amen. Again, this is night number 3. We're so grateful that the man of God, amen, the prophet, glory to God, has availed himself, that God has given him space and time that he can come and bless the people of God here that are listening through these airwaves here at the Prayer News Network Global. We're grateful for that. We don't take it for granted, people of God, but we do count it an honor. Amen. So we're grateful tonight, people of God, coming all the way from Alachua, Florida, by way of Elohim's Revival Center International. Glory be to God. I present to some, and I introduce to others, none other than the man of God, God's mouthpiece for this hour, Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Come on and give God a praise on tonight. We thank God for what he has done and what he is doing and what he's about to do. Amen. We thank God for all of you here. Give God honor and praise for our celestial intercessor, Apostle S.C. James. We thank God for Mother Carrie James. We thank God for our senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, Bishop K.A. Tenna, presiding bishop. Thank God for many of you, the pastors and clergy, to my leaders who are probably on tonight. We thank God for you tonight. We bless the Lord for everyone in their respectful places, to the members of Elohim. God bless you. We thank God for this particular body of people, this ministry. Thank God for the angels of this ministry, the staff that it takes to run this particular type of ministry to reach the nations that it has to reach. We thank God for the woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, on tonight. We honor her. We honor the PNE Network and the staff on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight for everyone in their respectful places. We honor the Lord for men and women of God. Those that are listening to us on Facebook and other mediums, we thank God for you. May you be blessed tonight. Or what the Lord truly has in store for us. If you have your Bibles, we're not going to prolong the time. But if you have your Bibles, turn me to Samuel. Turn me to the book of Samuel. And we're going to be in 2 Samuel tonight. 2 Samuel. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight for all that he is getting ready to do in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 28. 2 Samuel 28. Yes, so. Well, I'll put a pause on that one. Let's go to 1 Samuel real quickly. The 1 Samuel real quickly, and we'll come back to 2 Samuel 28. Thank you, Jesus. Put a pause on that one. We're 1 Samuel 28, then we'll go back to 2 Samuel 28. All right? Amen. 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to look at the first verse. And we're going to begin reading the first verse to give us a bit of a background, and we're going to drop from verse 1, and we're going to drop down to verse 10. 1 Samuel 28 and 1. In those days, the Philistines gathered their forces for war to fight against Israel, and Achish said to David, "Understand that you and your men are to go out with me in the army." David said to Achish, "Very well, you shall know what your servant can do." And Achish said to David, "Very well, I will make you my bodyguard for life." Drop down to the 10th verse. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version of Scripture. It says, "Then Saul swore an oath to her by the Lord, saying, 'As the Lord he lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this.' So the woman said, 'Whom shall I bring up for you?' He said, 'Bring up Samuel for me.' When the woman saw Samuel, she screamed with a loud voice and said to Saul, 'Why have you deceived me? You are Saul.' King said to her, 'Do not be afraid, but tell me, what do you see?' The woman said to Saul, 'I see a divine superhuman being coming up from the earth.'" And when we look up the King James Version of the Scripture, it says, in the King James Version of Scripture, she said, "I saw God," and "I saw God ascending out of the earth, and he said unto her, 'What form is he of?'" In other words, what form is the spirit of? We're still in the spirit, all right? So he said, "What form is the spirit of?" She said, "An old man cometh up, and he covereth with a mantle, and Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, 'Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?' And Saul answered, 'I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me.' And he answered me no more. Neither by prophet nor by dreams. Therefore I called thee," I call you, "that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do." Then Samuel said, "Wherefore then dost thou ask for me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee? What you want with me? God ain't got nothing to do with you. And it is become mine thine enemy." You become an enemy of God and me. He said to him, letting him know further in the text that, listen, you're going to die. Your family is going to die and be with me. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority, your spirit, in the essence of your glory tonight. God, we ask you, Father, as we have crossed through the outer courts of the spirit realm and we have made it to the inner courts of the spirit realm. Now, Father, tonight, take us a little closer behind the veil, just an inch behind the veil, not too far, God, but just get us close enough that we see where we're going to the other side. And tonight, God, I pray that you would place this people inside of the ring of fire, the circle of prayer. Band us together in this night, oh God, move by your spirit and your power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. As we continue to understand the spirit realm and the work of the spirit realm, we have to understand the legality of the spirit realm. There's a legal way to access the spirit, and there's an illegal way to access the spirit. Now, God made prophets and apostles to be judges. They're responsible for judging and escorting and guiding you and helping you get into the spirit realm, right? Therefore, the church or Christianity, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to probably make some people mad, but that's fine. God still loves you. The church has, Christianity has made it their business, whether you are a prophet or apostle. And sometimes you don't see prophets or apostles caring too much about what you see regular pastors, evangelists, and teachers being involved in when it comes to the spirit realm. There's a lot of things that people speak on in the spirit realm that's above their grade in ministry. You know, in other words, for example, it's just like a teacher. If you are a math teacher, then your job is to teach math. It's not to teach science. You got a degree in math. Teach where you are knowledgeable at. Work your grade until it's perfected. Don't come and work my grade because you don't know how to. And so the issue is that we have in the church is that there are a number of individuals who have criticism, concerns, doubts, or sometimes they have their own individual beliefs about how something should be done or shouldn't be done. However, when we look at the realm of the spirit, God has positioned or postured individuals to ensure safe passage in the spirit. And if these individuals tend to or act out outside of this purity of the interest of the spirit realm, there's also another safeguard or a fail-safe, and they're known as seraphims and cherubs. So you got to understand, the spirit realm now is where we function at when it comes to the things of God. We are by far known as three parts, body, we're body, soul, and spirit. But because we are a spirit, the part of us that is spirit must worship God, must do all things in God. That means that we must be connected to him in the spirit, meaning that we must reside in the spirit. There must be an open connection, availability to God in the spirit. Now, remember, I shared with you the other night that there's a difference between being heavenly minded, that you're no earthly good, than being spiritually connected. You can be spiritually connected, which means you are available to him. You're not cut off from him, meaning that God has the right to enter and exit your life and your atmosphere at any time without you resisting, because you have told your flesh that he has the access. Now, when you are heavenly minded, as we discussed last night, that you are always in the clouds. Your mind is always on God. You always want to, it's always God, 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 God. You're out of touch with reality versus being in the spirit, being connected to God spiritually, allows you to be among humanity that you don't be super saved. When you are around humanity and you can work miracles without speaking in tongues. People can be healed without speaking in tongues. People can get delivered without you hollering and screaming. But because you are connected to him in the spirit, you become his tool. Last night, remember, tools and extensions. So you become the tool that God used. He needs a body, a vehicle. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I have an aunt. She's really a cousin, I believe, but I'm not going to say her name. And so every time you would see her in the store, I mean every time, Minister Bradley is in the store, she articulated that. I mean in tongues. I mean rolling in tongues. I mean hard down speak. I mean rolling, you name it, from A to Z in tongues. And I was a little boy and would always see her in the store. But once I got saved, I would see her and I would try to avoid her before she saw me, because I understood that behavior was not what God exemplified or said is about the life of a Christian. That is what he said, that you have no earthly good. You can't have a normal conversation and you all are on the meat counter speaking in tongues. Stand up, get yourself together, pull your bearings together, come out of whatever spirit that is possessing you, and let God use you by his spirit, that you can be effective. Instead of now, you're leaning over the meat counter, you're ineffective. Who can you save? Who can you deliver? Who can you bring out? You can't bring anybody out because you are so heavenly minded that you have become no earthly good. So you got to find what? A balance. And so she didn't have the balance. Now, when you say find a balance, it means that doesn't mean walk away from God. No. Find a balance means let God live in you and stay connected to the realm of the spirit or his spirit. Because I remember, spirits are not gendered. Your spirit has a gender because he assigned it one when he put it inside of the shell. But when it goes back to him, it becomes that which what it was before. Oh, bless the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So these are the spirits of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:22-23. And if I get to 2 Samuel 28, we'll get to it. If not, we'll just thank God for it. And the very God of peace sanctify you. This is you. Holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, you being a spirit, and a what? Soul. And you have a what? Body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Meaning that all three parts of you must be cleansed, must be whole, must be able to be unified unto him that he may access you at his own leisure. The reason why many churches do not grow and do not go beyond their peak, and the reason why many ministries and leaders do not expand beyond their borders, is because they are in God's way. And until you move out of his way and connect with his spirit, so you got to go into him, in the spirit, become one with God so God can be and not you be. Because you're trying to be God while God is trying to be over everything. You cannot do that. You got to let go and go into God and say, God, I'm free in you. And whatever you decide to do, this is your desire. And it shall be fulfilled because I'm going with you. My daily prayer and request before the Lord is God, I trust you with every fiber of my being. And wherever you're going, I want to go. Whatever you're doing, I want to do. And if your spirit, meaning if you aren't there, because God is a spirit. So if I say if your spirit, that means him. If he's not there, then I don't want to be there. And whatever he's not doing, I don't want to do. Whatever he's not in, I don't want part of. But whatever God is in, I know it's blessed, it's covered, and it will prosper, and it will not be held up. Anything that God is in or is not in is held up, delayed, and it does not prosper. If it's our heart desire and he's not in it, sure, we'll get it, but we won't get it when we want it. We'll get it over time. So what do you have to understand about the spirit realm? Now, there's a whole lot of strange behavior that goes on in the spirit world. See, not just the realm of spirit. We've got a whole community going on out here. So what do we understand about the spirit realm? So Matthew 7 and 15. Beware of false prophets. Beware of those who are in the spirit realm, who are, what, using darkery, tools, witchcraft to harm, hurt, destroy, cause slothful growth, curse, bind people. Beware false prophets. These are false. A false prophet is a false teacher. But before you know it, we're not talking about just prophets themselves. We're talking about teachers. So beware false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. I can help you solve your problem. I can help you get clear of it. I can help you open this door. But by what means and by what spirit are you invoking? But inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good, that bringeth not fruit good, not forth good fruit, is hewn down, cut down, and cast into the fire, is destroyed. Wherefore, by their fruit shall ye know them. So what is the fruit? So your spirit, in the spirit realm, there's fruit. There's fruit. So you don't just have a spirit or just walk in the spirit, but there's truth. Yeah, there's some truth now. That it's supposed to look a certain way. Because it's supposed to look a certain way, it's supposed to behave a certain way. It's supposed to act a certain way. It's supposed to be a certain way. Pastor, leader, members, ministers, teachers, prophets, evangelists, apostles, deacons, deaconess, elders, whatever your rank and role and position is, you know, celebrated deacons, bishops, they call them. Let's look at this. Galatians 5. But the, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is, this is what it is, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So, forbearing, patience, self-control, tempering. If we should know them by the fruit that they bear, you should be able to bear what? I'd be identified by the fruit of the Spirit. Your behavior, what do you use to do the will of God? Or what spirit motivates your behavior? Huh? So this means now you cannot have an ill will controlling manipulative behavior and call it God. Religious spirit does not give you a pass to be illegal in the spirit realm.
Oh, God.
That means that being religious means that you have an opinion about things that are not scriptural. That's just your opine towards it. So it's just like the church, and I'm going to lose a whole lot of y'all right now. It's just like the church to say, you know, they around here wearing lime green lipstick and eyelashes and all this stuff and pink wigs and purple hair and short dresses and pants and all of this stuff going on. But I want you to look at the tea leaves. Yeah, I said tea leaves because that's what it's going to take for you. Because you got them people that know the scripture and ain't going to believe it's written in there, even though it's in them. Because the scripture plainly tells you to mind your own business. Oh, yeah, there's a scripture in there that tells the saints to always worry about what somebody else is doing to mind their own business. It says work out your own soul and salvation with fear and trembling. Is that ever more clear to tell you to mind your own business? Or as the old folks would say, M-Y-O-B. If somebody's yellow hair, green hair, purple hair, nails, and all kinds of stuff upsets you, men or women of God, what about that dye you use to get rid of that gray? Men and women of God, what about that dye you use to paint on those, paint that line across your forehead, men of God, when you go to the Bible, or help fill in those gaps in your beard and your mustache? Falsehood. What about the wigs that the women of God wear? Oh, God. Falsehood. So if we're going to talk about syntheticism, which is the wigs that other people wear, who we quote-unquote call sinful, then what about the syntheticism on our heads? We have to come out of our flesh because it is not God's desire, because God cares less about all of that. He's judging you because of your heart. He's judging because of the deeds and actions in your flesh. And while you are putting your mouth to them and saying that, oh, okay, well, they're doing this, the Bible reminds you, judge you not, lest you be judged the same as you be. This is why hell breaks loose in our homes, leaders. You know why I'm going here. This is why our household is out of control. Our children are rebellious because we judge everything around us but that which we should be judging in our own faith. What spirit are you using? Come out of here. I got to come out of this. Psalms 133. So last night we talked about the extension. We talked about how extensions work. We are, because we are a spirit, and we come out of God. God pushed us out of his spirit, and we are spirit, and we were released into a body with a soul, right? So therefore, we are still spirit because we are part of him. We belong to him. We are him. We are just the extension of God in the earth realm. Now, there are purified and unpurified vessels that operate in the earth realm. Now, there's a lot of people who condemn that which they know not of, or reason why. Some things are cultural differences in religion. People to use extensions to their faith, just as certain people use extensions to their faith. Now, every religious system uses an extension to do the will of God. I don't care how you put it, how you like it, how you don't like it. Every religious system uses an extension to their God or their deity to do the work of the kingdom. Every one of them. But guess how many of them judge the other for using their extensions? One. Christianity judges everybody else for using their extensions, when in fact extensions started with them. Psalms 133 and 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even on Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. Now, John 14, we're talking about what? Now, oil, the anointing running down. So, well, in other words, we talk about the anointing. How we get the anointing of God, it flows down from what? Aaron's beard, Aaron's skirts. So we are anointed because we are connected. Now, today, the Lord said, you can't see the oil, but the oil is there. Because it is connected to me, and because you came out of me, you're an extension of me. Anything that runs off of me, because the oil runs from my head, my beard, and my skirts down, it runs down on essentially you. The oil hits you. Amen? So John 14, verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father. Here we are, Jesus. Thinking up about the Spirit, his Spirit, I'm in this Father. I came from him, so I'm back in him. And the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. For verily I say unto you, he that believeth and believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also in greater works. Then these shall he do because I go unto my Father. Now, we discussed this last night, but now we're going to where in the sentence. We're going to show you tonight the importance of the extension. We're going to show you tonight the importance of the extension. Why is it important that God gave us tools? He gave us tools. Acts 19. Acts 19. And we're buying the witches and they're upset right now. Acts 19. Oh, the devil's mad. Acts 19, chapter 11, verse. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Watch this. So Paul now used handkerchiefs. Aprons, he used them to heal people. That is a tool. It is an extension. It is a tool. It is an extension. Now let's look at the Amplified verse, which says, so God was doing extraordinary and unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs or face towels or aprons that had touched his skin were brought to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. So what does this mean? It's an extension. Remember what we did last night with the towel, the sheet, the blanket, and the pillowcase? Remember that? Where God has you to take the towel, the sheet, the blanket, and the pillowcase, and your hand and begin to declare what it was that you wanted the Spirit of God in you to do in this towel, with this towel, with the blanket, the sheet, and the pillowcase. You are what? Being able to use, beginning to use your tool. The tower is a tool. It's a tool. Those blankets, aprons, they were tools. They were extensions of Paul's anointing, extensions of Paul's ministry. So in other words, whether Paul was there in the midst, all Paul did was do what Jesus did with Jairus' daughter. All he did was send his Spirit to do the job. I wish y'all could see this. So what is intercession? Intercession is the same thing. We are in one local place, circle of prayer, EPC. We do the circle of prayer in one place and one body, many hours throughout the day, the circle of prayer, 3 a.m., 6 a.m., just many hours, the hours of prayer. What are we doing? Intercession stands between the problem and the answer. Your flesh can't do that. You have to do it with your spirit. And because you have to do it with your spirit stands in the gap and it travels. And it goes and it touches. It lays hands. It heals. It delivers. You see, when you connect in the circle, you begin to unify the body. We are, oh God, We are one body but many members. But with the Yes, God. When the members connect and lock together, it becomes one body of people. And because you have a whole body, the body can pick itself up and begin to walk in the spirit to begin to accomplish that which it is needed to accomplish. That's why circles of prayers are so important, because when we come together, we are praying as one body and not pieces of God's spirit, not just vessels of God's spirit that's moving through the earth, but we become unified. And become, as the scriptures say, as God in the earth, one body moving. And we are creating miracles, and we are delivering the breakthroughs and the blessings. That's why it's so important to have ourselves on one accord. Prayer is not just we get together and pray. Prayer is about walking in the spirit. It has nothing to do with a conversation. It's about stepping out of your flesh and moving over into the spirit. That's why a lot of us keep repeating the same prayer. That's why we keep getting the same people in the prayer. We keep praying the same thing over and over again, over and over, and there's no results yet. Oh, we still see some, we see a little bit of break in there. We see a little break in deliverance there. But we've got to come out of our flesh. And once we lose the flesh, when we step into Romans where it says that the Spirit, that we know not what to pray, but the Spirit makes intercession for, that's when we connect with God and go into God, and we begin to plead the cause in tongues. We begin to speak in heavenly language. Just like Apostle told us, he told us these words when he was teaching about the spiritual gifts, that there was a tongue that we do not know, but it goes into the ears and the heart, the mind of God, and it moves him. It's one that we cannot interpret, but it's the language of the King. And that's what God wants the body of Christ to understand, to take these things into the Spirit of God. Bring them into me. Come with it. And I'll give you your breakthrough. I'll give you your deliverance. I'll give you your miracle right now, because you've come into me. And so we are the body of Christ, understanding that we have to walk in the Spirit of God, maintaining the function of who we are flesh-wise in the earth, feeding ourselves, nurturing ourselves, but being able to connect to God in the Spirit. Many of you know that the Spirit of God is available and open. And because he said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him as in spirit and in truth, there is no other way to point it. You are his spirit trapped inside of a body. And the only way to see a manifestation is you got to do it in the spirit. Stop fighting in your flesh. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers of darkness in high places. Where are these rulers of darkness? Where are these high places? They're in the spirit. And we got to come out of the flesh and go into the spirit. Go into the spirit. See, you can tell people who are in the spirit. Because you're on the phone with somebody, and all of a sudden they just go in. You can tell people who walk in the spirit with God. They go over having a conversation with you, and they be just talking, and all of a sudden the power of God just sweeps over them, and they're just going off in tongues. They ain't being deep. Because they know how to connect to the spirit. They know how to stay in the DDM and soul. Yes, God. In the spirit. They know how to sit up a whole by satire. They know how to stay Tabahandia. They know how to stay in the spirit. They know how not to sever the connection. Because I am a spirit. And I need the spirit that I came out of in order to be sustained in this earth. If I disconnect from the spirit that I came out of, then he disconnects from me. And there's no unity, and there's no voice, there's no conversation, there's no manifestation, and my prayers are null and void. I got to stay connected. I got to stay connected to the Spirit. Because in the Spirit, I grab strength. In the Spirit, I grab whole shine. Yes, God, I grab holiness and righteousness. In the Didio, Mahasi. Hey, Shanda Didio, Mahasaya. Yes, Lord, I'm able to grab hold to the horns of God. Oh, God, I can move past grabbing hold to the horns of the altar then, and I can grab hold to God, and I can hold on to him and don't let him go, because he'll hold me. I don't have to fight with a manifestation, because in the spirit I'm not trapped by time. See, God want to teach you how to go in and come out. 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 But watch this. go in with what you need locked in your heart and come out with your manifestation. You don't believe it's possible. You believe that you got to wait 60 days and 90 days and 30 days for it to come to pass. The Lord had to show me something. Minister Brandon, he was showing me this new place by the Spirit realm. PNN, he told me, he said, you got to go into the Spirit. The first night, I shared it. And I went to a funeral the next day, and I'm sitting on the platform. I came into church, and the Spirit of the Lord was all over me. Walked into the building, and it was all over me. I just couldn't. My spirit was just moving. And I just couldn't keep still. And my flesh was going one way, and my spirit was going the other. And I sat down. I kept hearing the Lord just like a beat drum, just like a drum beating. It's got to be done in the Spirit. It's got to be done in the Spirit. It's got to be done in the Spirit. And every time it was said that the wave of God was hitting me. And all of a sudden, I began to go into travail in the Spirit behind my mask, and I forgot where I was at. And before I knew it, I was gone. And I had to pull myself back together, and I kept going in and going and coming and going and coming and going and coming because I kept going and going because what he was doing to me, he was bringing me into the place of power. He was pulling me into a place of authority. Come on, somebody. We have power and authority while we're in the earth realm, but once you get in the Spirit realm, you're going to walk in the Spirit realm of God. There is no need to ask for power and authority because you're connected to the power and authority. And every time you go in, you get a taste of that. He'll bring you out, he'll push you in. He'll bring you out and put you in. But every time you go in, there's a taste of it. And my spirit began to quicken. And all of a sudden, I felt myself, spirit, get up because it got too much for me. And I got to see my spirit run across the stage and begin to lay hands on people. And give people what we call spiritual shots. Shoot them up in the Holy Ghost. And then this lady got up and sung a song. And before she got to singing the song, I was overtaken. I was sitting by the minister there, the bishop that was preaching, and the prophetess that was emptying. My spiritual son was on the other side of me. Four people in the pulpit. And the wave of God came through the house like a magnitude of unknown presidents. And shook the foundation. The choir stand was speaking in tongues. I mean, at a funeral, people snotting, slumped over, can't move, because he was doing it in the Spirit. And that's what God is saying now. If you let me come in, I do it in the Spirit. If you let me come in, I do it in the Spirit. You can prepare every message you want to prepare, but if you let me come in, I do it in the Spirit. I'll disrupt your services. I'll disrupt your prayer time. I'll slump you over and tilt your back and make you weep and wail and show you that I am greater than all that you've been trying to do on earth, because I want you to understand that I'm trying to do it in the Spirit, and I need you to come closer to me. I need you to draw closer to me because I'm doing it in the Spirit. And so today, I was walking. It started last night, after last night's service. I was on the call with a woman of God. And I'm almost done. I was on the call with a woman of God. And I had my hand open, and I was just swinging my hand. And I happened to grab hold to some feathers in my hand. I could feel them, but I couldn't see the angel, but I know I had the angel's wings. And I let it go because it shook me. I said, what is that? And so today, I'm walking the dog. I didn't eat. Stuff, you know how you're eating, you got a little stuff in your rock and you're bending, so you got to go walk. So I'm walking, and I happen to walk, and I seen this tall angel walk past me. And I said, well, what is that? Yeah, well, God. And that's because now we're no longer in the same place we once were. We stepped over into the Spirit, and as I was sitting there tonight, the Lord, I began to question the Lord, and said, God, what is going on? What is happening now? What is this now? He said, because you have been taking the people into the Spirit. You've been showing them the importance of the Spirit. You have stepped over into another place in the Spirit, another realm of the Spirit. And if the people of God grasp hold to what I'm trying to tell them, I'll bring them into the place where they'll see angels. I'll bring them into the place where I remove the scales off of their eyes, because he said, I want to show them some things. But they've got to come up higher and come over into the Spirit. You got to come into the Spirit, into the mind of God. Beyond the flame of his eyes, into the Spirit, so that God can look at you and say, it is good. Over into the Spirit.
even now while we're here. The veils are open in the spirit realm for you to come to give your life to Christ. Tonight you can come give whatever you need from God is here. There's angels, the angel of the Lord is in this place where I'm at now in the church. Standing in here, standing gone, have not moved. Whatever you need tonight, salvation and deliverance is yours. Healing in your body is yours. Miracles and mercies is yours. Don't come to me for money. I'm trying to connect you to the source, that you can pull out what you want, that you don't have to go to the prophet and ask the prophet for a dollar to pray your miracle, that you can go to God for yourself and pull it out of there. Because we're all spirit, and we're his spirit, that we are inside of a vessel. And if we are all spirit, we need our spirit to be connected to his spirit to get manifestation. Towels and hankies and bottles of water. I don't care if you use a feather. If he tell you to grab a feather, use it, because it's an extension of his spirit. The Bible says he can find the wise and the foolish things in the world. We have to stop letting people tell us that they don't believe what God has told us. You don't owe them nothing. You don't have to prove nothing to them. They are not God, and they have no heaven or hell to put you in. You obey God and do what he's saying, because what he's going to use you to do is save lives, and only the religious will be left behind. You stay caught up in eyebrows and thighs and nails and all this. Stay caught up in all of that. You stay right over there. And while you stand over there, you're going to wonder why there's a revival going on and the Spirit of God moving in the earth. Sure, many of you are going to say, there ain't nothing but the devil over there. God ain't in that fight, because you ain't in it. And we've got to stop judging stuff because we're not a part of it, because we don't understand it. Get on your face and get in the Spirit and find out what God has called you to do. Find out what he's called you to do. He's called you to do something. And minding somebody else's business is not one of them. He calls you to do what you call to do. And your work is slacking because you're worrying about somebody else's own house. Lift up that rug you keep sleeping mess on and hide and clean it up. Clean up your mess. Clean up your lives. Pastors, leaders, deacons, I don't care what your position is. You could be the most saved person in the church. You better clean it up too. Because even our very righteousness is filthy rags. We got to stop being hateful and mean and nasty and sour patches because we're unhappy with our own selves. Take your unhappy self to God and lay it on the altar and get it in the spirit. But tonight, if you want to be whole, tonight, if you want to be restored, tonight, if you say, man of God, whatever it takes, by any means necessary, I want to go in the spirit. I want to go in the spirit. If you want to be saved tonight, hear me when I say this. I'm doing the call of salvation first. If you want to be saved, I mean, if you are not saved, never been saved, never known God as your Savior, if you're a backslider, both of y'all two come. Come on. Come to the platform. If you ride that barbed wire fence, you're going to fall off either on the left or the right, heaven or hell. And you pray God will you fall in the right place. But if you need help making a decision tonight, come on. Those of you halt between opinions, between who you're going to serve and who you're not going to serve, come on. Come on. Come on over. Those of you, come on tonight. For Star Station, come to the platform, because he's doing it in the spirit tonight. He's doing it in the spirit. It ain't about a rush. It ain't about delay. But before we go to the next place in God, God wants to make sure that you're clean. Make sure you got it. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you're prepared, because everybody wants power. Everybody don't go to the next level, but your soul ain't right. Your spirit is nasty. Come on, somebody. You got to get it together. He's trying to take us somewhere. And I can open the door all day long to bring you, but the seraphims in the chairs will not let you pass. I can stand on the other side of the portal of the gate and say, come on. And you'll say, man of God, I can't, because the swing of swords are fire. That's why you got to get yourself clean, because we're going further in now. We're going into the heart of God. He will lock us in the spirit. This time, don't you come out for nothing. Leaders and pastors, Don't you teeter around. Go in the power that you go in your church, and the power of God slay people just because you walk in the room, because you went into God. That's what God is trying to bring us, where the dead is raised. When you go to a funeral, no matter how long they've been embalmed, that God restore everything that's in them, make them whole, come create a miracle. I serve a God like that. I don't think y'all hear me. I serve a God like that. If he can go and raise a dead man out of the grave and he come out with his grave clothes on, I serve him. And I believe him with my life. And I know he'll do it. I know he'll do it. People ask, man, God, I don't see how, you know, God just use you because I let go. It's not my business. I'm vehicle. Drive me. If you drive me over a cliff, I'm fine because I'm with you. I'm with you. We in this together. We in it together. I'm crazy enough to believe God when this world is on fire and I'm standing in the flames that God is still God. I trust him with my life saved. If you want to be saved tonight, press star 6 and come to the platform. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform tonight? He's doing it in the spirit.
No one's on the platform.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-mm.
If you want prayer tonight, you need prayer tonight. Prayer tonight. Listen. If your child or cousin, niece, nephew, whatever it is trapped into the LGBTQ plus IAZB, whatever it is, community, I want you to come to the platform because there's another name that's coming to their group. And it's going to be more attracting and alluring to heterosexual swingers and whore, these people that are caught in the spirit of whoredom, that it's going to attract them to believe they are gay when they're not. Listen to me. Pansexuality is the belief that you can date anybody, whether it's effeminate, or it's a woman dating a feminine man, or a man dating a strong, studdish man, woman. Mm-hmm. And he can be a man that loves to be pegged, or y'all know what I'm saying, praise God. A man that loves to be penetrated, all those things. Listen, it's heterosexual sex, but it's perversion. Because it's to make you, it's the spirit that's attached to it. We said last night, it's the spirit that's attached to it. I met a young lady when I was a host on Bego years ago, a couple years ago. And she came on, she said she was a pansexual, and I asked her, I said, what's that? It was new to me. I didn't know what it was. She said, it's part of the LGBTQI. Okay, well, explain it to me. And she told me, she said, well, I don't have a preference. I date a gay man or a straight man or a gay woman or a straight woman. I said, so what do you call the relationship that you, if you date a gay man? She said, well, he could be a gay man that likes men or whatever. And I said, well, how would you call that gay in that heterosexual relationship? She said, no, it depends. I said, no. I said, you need to put the pots and pans back under the counter because that is heterosexuality. I said, I don't care what spirit is attached to him if he's not living the lifestyle. He's with you, and you are saying that you are pansexual because he is gay. That is where the confusion comes in. Do you see that? The seeds of the confusion. And the enemy to tie their minds up and bind their minds to this world. Making people believe something that they're not. So how do you believe that you are gay when you're a heterosexual, when you're a woman that is dating a man? That's heterosexuality. That is you dating the opposite sex. Mm. See the inversion of the enemy coming in to twist even the most of heterosexual safe places. Twisting it. All because he's either androgynous or he is an effeminate man. And because she is a woman who's dating a feminine man, she's like, well, he's gay, and I'm gay, and so we pansexual. So this means you're pansexual, you have a sex together, and say, yeah, no, ma'am. That's heterosexuality. See what the enemy's doing. Perverting, Lord have mercy, perverting the mindset of the people.
taking that which is right and making it seem wrong, or changing it in its appearance to make it more adaptable and accessible to those that want to do wrong. Spirit of mind twisting, corruption of the thought process, binding the mind. But we bring it down tonight. And your children and nieces and nephews and grandchildren shall not be twisted up in their mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We overthrow the idea of it, the concept of it. And we bind pansexuality even now out of your family, out of your children and nieces and nephews. You will not be a pansexual, but you'll be heterosexual, because the Lord from the third dimension released your spirit into a male or female body. You shall be that which he's called you to be, male or female, woman or man. If you need prayer tonight, come over to the platform. Anybody need prayer tonight, come to the platform. Press star 6. I'm going to give God praise tonight. Press star 6. We love you, Lord, tonight. We're going to be praying for Roderick tonight and his children, praying that the Lord will overturn some things and grant him full custody of his children. Amen. It's a young man that I know who's fighting for custody of his children. His baby mom is promiscuous, and he has little girls, and she has a pimp that comes in and out of our house, and we don't want the daughters to be turned off over to the spirit of perversion. So we pray for them tonight. I need all the saints. We're going to bring them into a circle, into the circle of prayer tonight. If you don't know that the circle of prayer is one of the strongest elements of prayer, it is, because it's the body. It's the body. It's the body of God. We form and shape a full body in the spirit realm when it's the circle of prayer. That means that we walk as him in the earth, and we see results. We see manifestation, because it is us touching not only God, but we're standing between the gap and the problems. And may anybody else tonight, anybody want prayer, press star 6. Oh, we love God tonight. She's doing it in the spirit, saints. Thank you. Thank you. Is anybody on the platform, Minister Bradley? Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Betty. I'm requesting prayer on Dana Thompson. He's going into surgery because he broke his back years ago. And so I'm asking the saints to pray for him, but most of all, pray for his soul.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else need prayer? Pastors, leaders, you need prayer tonight. I challenge the men and women of God to start getting hankies and aprons, anointing them and pray on them. You release your spirit in it. Tell that what you want to do, and believe that it shall do it, and it will do it. Believe it, and it shall be done. Anybody else want prayer? We're going to close it off. Mr. Bradley, anybody on the platform?
Seeing what I am on the platform, woman of God.
There is someone on the platform. Caller, take your phone off of mute. You're already on the platform. Take your phone off of mute, and we should be able to hear you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Man of God, I would like for you to pray for my ministry. It's this Felicia.
Yes, ma'am. That's true.
I started the ministry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You started the ministry?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I started the church. God, God church.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So, anybody else?
Praise the Lord. I would like to pray for you to pray for me for strength.
Yes, ma'am. I will. What's your name?
Aslan.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I will definitely be seeing you pray.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else tonight? Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Minister Bradley, is there anybody else on the platform?
No, sir. There's no one that's on the platform at this time.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power, and your authority on tonight, God. We thank you for what you've done on tonight, God. We bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation on tonight, Father. God, we pray and lift up Roger unto you now and his children. Oh, God, you see what he's facing, God. Father, you see, God, the danger that the children are in, Father. And so, God, we overthrow and overturn every demonic assignment, oh, God, every spirit, oh, God, that calls him to slip back into a lifestyle that he doesn't need to. Father, we disrupt it. We overthrow it, God. We disallow it, God. We pray, God, that everything will shift in his favor. God, expose the hand of the enemy as it pertains to his baby mom, oh, God. Expose the wickedness and deceitfulness that's going on concerning his daughters, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, expose, oh, God, the unfaithfulness. Oh, God, expose the unhealthy atmosphere they're living, oh, God. Expose it now by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we lift up, oh, God, those, oh, God, who come to the platform one by one, name by name. Oh, God, tonight, oh, God, you see, God, those that need strength, direction, coverage, oh, God, for their ministry, oh, God. Father, we pray healing in these bodies, oh, Father, by your power and your authority even now, God. We pray, God, now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you will stand, oh, God, and cover your people this hour under your blood, oh, God. Father, bind the will of the enemy and bring his works to naught. Now heal your people, oh, God. Those under the sound of my voice, heal, set free, and deliver, oh, God. Overturn every evil and wicked device. Overturn every evil and wicked method, oh, God, by your power and by your authority, God. Come in, oh, God, by swift witness tonight. Father, we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare, oh, God, that you're moving by your glory tonight. Father, you're doing it in the spirit tonight, God. We bless your name, Master. Oh, God, that you would heal tonight, that you would deliver tonight, oh, God. Those, oh, God, that did not ask for prayer, God, cover them under your blood. Those, oh, God, that are under the sound of my voice, oh, God, heal, oh, God, in the household. Move by your power and your authority, oh, God. Bind the will of the enemy, God. Shut out every demonic attack, oh, God. Every spirit of addiction, God. Cancel it now, Father. Oh, Shia. Yet I seek you under the Diosa, yet I'm under the Hobia, under the Diosa, yet I'm under the Hobia, 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 yet I
Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for Zacchaeus Moody tonight. Cover God in your blood. We bind the will of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak life out of the heart. We speak life out of the We bind danger seen and unseen, known and unknown. We bind the wicked hand. Even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, overthrow the will of the enemy, God. Overthrow the will of the devil tonight. We speak life, oh Father. Breathe life, Father. Breathe life. Come on,
Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. Yes, Lord, move by your power. Move by your power tonight. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
move for the woman's servant, oh God. Possible tonight. Move for a household,
Jesus.
Oh God. Move by Tabahaya.
Yes, God.
Yes, yes, Lord. We cut those. We cut the Bandiosaya. We call the Bandiosaya. Oh, the innocence tonight. Hot taste, so. Oh, yes, Lord. We bring him in, God. We love the kids in tonight. We like a man.
Yes, Lord.
We like him in tonight. We like him in, God. We pull him out, oh, God, away. We pull him out, Taya.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. We plead your blood.
Your blood, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. We speak life tonight. We speak life tonight, oh God. We say they should live and not die. We speak life tonight, oh God. They should live and not die. In the name of Jesus, thank you now, Master. We thank you now, Master.
Ooh, glory, Asha.
For your glory and for your power. But as well, not thy will, Master. Not thy will, Master, O God, but thy will be done.
Yes,
thy will, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thy will be the Oshia Bahasa.
Yes, Lord.
No, Hoshia Mahani, the Dio Sataya. Not my will, but thy will.
Because Jesus.
Over the ghost. I say we thank you now, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you now, Master.
Thank you.
For your spirit and your soul. We thank you, Jesus,
for
the spirit of God tonight. We give praise, honor, and glory now in Jesus' name. And the people of God said amen and bless God into the hands of Minister Bradley on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Come on, people of God, give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise on. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Come on and open your mouths and give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and praise him.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Glory to God. Come on and open up your mouth on tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on and give him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, the Amo son of the Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless them tonight. We bless them. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We bless him for this word. Glory to God. This liberating word. Glory to God. This liberating word. Hallelujah. For what the Lord has done. Glory to God for what he's done in our spirit tonight. Glory to God for what he's shown us tonight. Glory to God. You got to know that it's already done. It's already done. Glory to God. And for this, we can rejoice.
And we can give God praise.
Glory to God for what he's already done. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for this word. Glory to God. We thank him tonight. My God. Hallelujah. We thank him tonight. Glory to God for what he has done in the earth, what he has done in us. Glory to God. We bless God on tonight, amen, for again this prophetic encounter, amen, this encounter, amen. And when you have an encounter, that means something has happened, something has transpired. Glory to God. Something has moved. Something has transitioned. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, people of God, it's all of that and more. We got to know it. Glory to God. And it's all by his spirit, all by his anointing. Glory to God, by his word on tonight. Glory to God. The Lord has done it for us, people of God. We want you to embrace what the Lord has said on tonight. Embrace the word. Embrace this word. Glory to God. Embrace what God has done. Glory to God. Embrace what God has done in you, people of God, because surely it has happened. Amen. It has already happened. Glory to God. The man of God said to us, glory to God, that he's doing it. It's in the spirit realm now. It's in the spirit realm. Glory to God. It's not in this fleshy realm, glory to God, based on what we think or what we feel or how we, glory to God, what our perception is about it. No. Glory to God. It's by his spirit. Glory to God, it's all by his spirit. It must be done, as the man of God has said, in the spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight. Glory to God that the Lord has pulled us over. He has pulled us over into the spirit. He's pulled us over into the spirit on tonight. Glory to God. And we thank him. Amen. We thank God tonight for the call to come up higher, to come up higher in him. Glory to God. To come up higher, to release and let go and let God. Glory to God. And even as the word was going forth, people of God, you know, we know where we are. We know where we stand. Glory to God. We know where we are. Glory to God. And even as the word of God comes forth, it shows us, glory to God, so that we're not walking, glory to God, in deception. The word of God comes to show us where we are, to show us where we stand. And I tell you, glory to God, even as the word was coming forth, that I'm saying, God, glory be to God, take me higher. I release, glory to God, I release myself. As the song said, I give myself away. Glory to God, I give myself away, glory to God, to be used by him, to be an extension of the Lord in the earth. Glory to God. And I tell you, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard all that the Lord is going to do in his extension, in his people in the earth. Glory to God. Again, we just admonish you, people of God, to take this word, embrace this word, eat this word. My God, listen, we want to tell you, get a copy of this broadcast. Get a copy. Listen at it again. Glory to God. If you have, amen, just a few more hours, glory to God, that you can give to listen to this word again while it's already fresh in your spirit, get it and listen to it again. Glory be to God. Amen. Go to sleep with it and listen to it again. Get it in your spirit, people of God. It is imperative that we come up. It's imperative, people of God. Hallelujah. We can no longer stand on the surface, but we really have got to launch out in the deep. We've got to launch out in the deep. Glory be to God. Launch out into the spirit. Really let go and let God. Amen. And tonight, again, we just want to encourage you to get a copy. Amen, Jesus. Let the word do the work. Let the word do the work. Let us let go and let God. Amen. Get a copy of the broadcast. Do get a copy of the broadcast. We encourage you to get a copy of this broadcast. Amen, Jesus, on tonight. We encourage you to get it and listen to it again and again and again. Glory to God. And let the Lord minister to you. Let him minister to your spirit. Let him minister. Let him minister to you. Glory be to God, because we're being made. We're being changed, people of God. We're being changed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it's in the spirit. Amen. In the spirit realm. Listen, people of God, we want to tell you we can get a copy. Simply text on tonight. Text 229-529-0914. And that's 229-529-0914. Amen. The other number that you can text on tonight is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Now, listen, our Facebook listeners, don't forget, you can go out, if you have Facebook, you can go out to our PNN page. There we house all of our broadcasts. You can go out and listen as often as you like. Amen. Listen, don't just listen. We encourage you to send a copy. Send a copy to somebody. Send a copy to somebody, people of God. Send a copy to somebody. The word of God says, deep calleth unto deep. There are people that are yearning. There are people that are crying out in their spirit, glory to God, for a word such as this. There are people that are yearning to come up higher in God. Don't know how to get there. Don't know how to get there. Amen. But they feel the call and they feel the tug of God to come, to launch out. Glory to God. And this word, glory be to God, will certainly, amen, be the catalyst to get them, glory to God, in the direction that they will go. It will lead God and direct them, glory to God, to help them, glory to God, that they can walk, that they can come, amen, to the spirit, to walk in the spirit, to be the spirit of God in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. So go out to our PNN page. There, again, we house all of our broadcasts. Go out also to the new ReArk Prayer Group 52. We house the broadcast there as well. And then for those of you who do not have Facebook, you can certainly Google Prayer News Network. Once you Google it, you can certainly get it there. Go out, you can listen, and you can also listen for those of you that like podcasts. You can listen via podcast as well once you Google Prayer News Network. Also, don't forget, those of you that are listening via blog radio, you can certainly go out to our Radio 6, PNN Prayer News Network Radio 6 page, and you can listen there. You will find all of our broadcasts as well. So, people of God, we're on a mission. We are on a mission to save the lost at any cost. Amen. God is calling his people to come up higher. God is calling us to a higher place in him. He's calling us, people of God, and we are just so grateful to be able, amen, Jesus, to have this platform that people can come to and hear the word. Hear the word, be blessed. Hear the word, grow. Hear the word, be set free. Hear the word and be saved. Amen. Glory to God. They don't even have to wait until the doors are open. Amen. The doors of the church are open. They don't even have to wait Lord God, they can come out, amen. It may be in the midnight hour, and the Lord may be calling them, maybe tugging them, maybe 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, Lord God, and they can turn over and have access to the word at whatever time God desires to speak to them. Amen. So we are grateful to the Lord for providing this platform. Man of God, we thank God for you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord on tonight. My God, we thank God for you. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cover you. May he strengthen you. Glory be to God. As you lead, glory to God, his people, as you go higher, that the people will go higher. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for your blood covering. We thank you for being a shield now. In the precious name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we forbid any kind of backlash. We forbid it now in the name of Jesus. We forbid any kind of reformation for whatever plan, whatever the plot the enemy had planned, but we destroy it now. Glory to God. We destroy it. Glory to God. We destroy it in the name of Eva. Oh, God, by the name of Jesus, we destroy it. We speak and we declare and we decree it so in the precious name of Jesus. And it is so. And, Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your fresh breath upon the man of God now. In the precious name of Jesus, restore virtue unto him. Restore virtue. Restore virtue unto him in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for this chosen vessel. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you now for meeting his every need, his every desire, everything that he has need of. Father, we're thanking you for now. Glory to God for the manifestation, for the coming forth in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you now. We forbid backlash again of the enemy. We decree it, and so it is in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God, we want to let you know we got one more night. We got one more night of this prophetic encounter. One more night of this prophetic encounter. We don't want you to miss it. Amen. We don't want you to miss it. We say one more night. Listen, we don't know what the Lord may say. The Lord may say continue. But whatsoever he say, wheresoever he leads, glory to God, we shall certainly follow. Amen. Man of God, we thank you again. We bless you again. We appreciate you so much. Glory to God. Amen. We appreciate you for availing yourself to come and speak to nations. Nations. Ha. Yes, sir. Nations all over the world. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God bless you. God bless you. People of God, listen, we would like to bless the man of God. Amen, Jesus. We would like to bless him. We would like to, amen, Jesus, open up the opportunity or give you the opportunity to be able to bless the man of God, to be able to bless him. Amen, Jesus. If the Lord so leads, glory be to God. Certainly he's worthy. He's worthy. The workman is worthy of his hire. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, glory be to God. So if you would like to, glory to God, sow into the man of God, amen, to sow into his ministry, amen, Jesus, for such a word, for such a time of him availing himself to the Lord, amen, Jesus, we will certainly give you his Cash App number. Amen, Jesus, man of God, if you could give them the Cash App numbers if you want to do it tonight or if you want to wait until tomorrow night or whenever the Lord so leads, just let us know. Glory to God. So whatever the Lord say, that we will do. Amen. So at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you, man of God, for other words and for the dismissal and blessing of the line. God bless you, sir. Praise God. Listen. Okay.
You can go.
Okay. Listen, people of God. Listen. If you would like to, listen, whenever, the Lord lead, whenever the Lord, amen, moves upon you to be a blessing to the man of God, amen. You don't have to wait till the time of the broadcast. If he moves upon you at any other time, you can be a blessing, amen. You can be a blessing. Listen, and his Cash App number, is $IAmDrPostel, $IAmDrPostel, P-O-S-T-E-L-L. Again, that is $IAmDrPostel, DrPostel, P-O-S-T-E-L-L. Amen. So whenever you want to give, whenever you want to be a blessing, whenever the Lord is unctioning you, glory be to God, whatever amount, amen, Jesus, glory to God, whatever amount the Lord lays on your heart, we want you to be a blessing, amen, glory be to God. So we'll certainly put this out as well on tomorrow night, but we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing, amen, to the people of God. We want to certainly start moving in a new direction. God is doing great things here, amen, at the PNN. So we want to move in according to what the Lord is saying. God bless you tonight. Man of God, you have the platform.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all that he's doing. And we honor him. We honor him. We honor him. We honor him for such a time as this. Listen, people of God, God is bringing us to a place in him where we should have been. And so we're redeeming time. We're redeeming time. And so we've been crying out and we've been saying, well, I want to do miracle signs and wonders. Well, the miracle signs and wonders in the spirit realm. You got to go in the spirit and to be able to access what God is trying to do in this season. Amen. But we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God for all of you. We give God praise. If Minister Bradley don't mind me sharing my ministry's YouTube channel for those who want to watch us live on Saturdays.
Yes.
Elohim's Revival Center International. That's E.P.M. So that's Elohim's Revival Center International. Amen. And we thank God for the PNN Network. We thank God for the many nations that will reach the broadcast that will go further than where it's at now. We thank God for the leaders that will impact the souls that it will win. We thank God for those that will be birthed out in this place. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for those who will have accountability. For those of you that have ministries and those of you that are starting ministries, make sure that you have a covering. Make sure you have a covering because you need covering and accountability. Because you cannot cover your people unless somebody is covering you. You got to have the covering that you need. You got to have somebody that's going to speak into your life, that's going to align your life. Pray and find you a leader, a man or woman of God that you can take correction from. Everybody you ain't going to take correction from. I'm going to say that again. Everybody you're not going to submit to. Everybody you're not going to obey to. But you got to find that one that you're willing to submit, lay your gifts aside, and say, you be my father, my mother, and the gospel, and you lead me. Amen? But you got to be willing to be led and corrected and helped. Amen? Without further ado, we're going to close. Father, we ask you to bless this atmosphere and this line, oh God. Keep these people, oh God. God, we bind sickness, disease, we bind the spirit of death, oh God. We speak life over their lives, oh God. We cancel every assignment of the enemy, even now in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood right now, Father, over the lives of your people, oh God. Overturn every ill will and every wicked desire of the enemy now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory over the people even now in Jesus' name. Cover the woman of God. Strengthen her, oh God. Cover the staff. Cover the PNN network, God. Cover my leaders. Cover my staff, oh God. Cover those who allow my secretary, oh God, who's lost her, whose children have lost their grandmother, oh God. And so, Father, we pray your strength over them now in the name of Jesus. Bind the will of the enemy today, God. Bring us blessing now. Continue to cover Zacchaeus Moody, God. Strengthen Pastor Moody and cover her. Minister Aaron and Tree of Life and Bishop Tenham. Pastor Apostle Samuel Huggins and Mother Carrie James. God, cover your people now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. God bless you tonight. We love you. Into the hands of Minister Bradley. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Come prepared as we go on all the way in to the heart of God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. And as the man of God said, come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on back. Don't forget to tell someone. Amen. Tell someone about this prophetic encounter and what the Lord is doing on this PNN network. God bless you. We do love you. That does conclude tonight's broadcast.
Yeah. Participants are muted.
Rain on your people, we are. Oh, rain on us. We need your power, oh God. Oh, we need you, God. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, power.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for you.
tonight, amen, for being with us tonight. Glory to God, amen. And we're just thanking the Lord, hallelujah, amen, for his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy, amen. Want you to know, whatever you're going through tonight, praise God, want you to know you will not leave this place the same way you came. Glory to God, amen. The Holy Ghost is here right now, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, amen. The Holy Ghost is here right now, amen. Glory to God, amen. So we're going to actually praise God, hallelujah, those that can, praise God, amen, to mute, praise God, your phone, praise God, amen, so the, amen, so our speaker, praise God, amen, can come to a force, praise God, amen, so we can have clarity, amen, and hear what thus says the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, amen, on tonight, amen, and we're going to ask, praise God, amen, and Sister Mary, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, can read our scripture, praise God, amen, for tonight. Then after Sister Mary, amen, missionary fan, praise God, amen, is going to come, praise God, amen, and lead us in prayer, amen, tonight, amen, Sister Mary, amen. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This match starts 6. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord tonight.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Vaughn, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN prayer force, to our PNN advisors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Romans, the 9th through the 21st verse. The title in the Bible is Christian Conduct. I like to use a subtitle, Love in Action. Don't just pretend to love others. Let love be genuine. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is pleased to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not sloppy in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do not, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt reap heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I have read to you the 12th chapter of Romans, the 9th through the 21st verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Mary, amen, for reading our scripture. Amen. For tonight, praise God. Amen. A prayer. Praise God. Missionary Dan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship. Without a sail, without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail.
Without Christ, my life will be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without Christ, I will be nothing. Without him, I will surely fail. Without him, my life will be drifting like a ship without a sail. One more time. Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without Christ, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. Lord, we glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, giving you the praise, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, Lord God. But Lord God, you are so worthy of it, Lord. And we come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. We appreciate you right now, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, each and every one of us, Lord God, name by name, one by one, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to, Lord God, look upon our hearts, Lord God, and see, Lord God, that we love you so much, Lord God. And, Lord God, if we've made any mistakes, Lord God, along the way today, Lord God, any thoughts that wasn't even like you, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to look upon us and forgive us, Lord God. Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to create in us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God, renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for we realize and know that we can't come before you any kind of way, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to make us worthy this night. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Whatever the need may be on the line tonight, Lord God, we ask you right now to supply according to your riches and glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us name by name, Lord God, for you know our name, Lord God. You know our name. And we asking you right now, Lord God, to look and see our need tonight, Lord God. If it's healing, Lord God, we asking you to heal tonight, Lord God. If it's salvation, Lord God, we asking you to save, Lord God. We asking you to deliver, Lord God. We asking you to set free, Lord God. If it's a broken heart, Lord God, we asking you to mend that heart, Lord God. We know you're able, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can do it, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, acknowledging your presence, Lord God, acknowledging you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to have your way in our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let us hear what the Spirit has to say unto us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to receive your word, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to be on the line just to hear. Lord God, help us to receive your word on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come for no We come for no shape, form, or fashion. But we come because we need you, Lord God. That, Lord God, we can't do nothing without you. And we need you, Father. We need you. We need you. We need you. In times like this, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. In times like this, we need a Savior, Lord God. In times like this, we need a healer, Lord God. In times like this, we need you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to have your way once again. In the name of Jesus, look on Mr. Bradley tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, like never before in her life, Lord God. Strengthen the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Evangelist Burns, touch her right now, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, supply. Supply, supply, supply in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. You're so worthy, Lord God, to be praised, and we thank you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up this day in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah to your name. We give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Amen, missionary fan. Praise God, amen, for the prayer. Amen. I know you got to feel better now. Praise God, amen. So we will thank you. Praise God, amen, tonight. Amen, again. Praise God, amen. You still have time to text, call, amen, your friends. Praise God, your neighbors, to let them know. Praise God, the Prayer News Network is on live, amen, tonight, praise God, amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, amen, an honor tonight, praise God, amen, to amen, for our visionary, praise God, the host, praise God, amen, is going to come tonight, praise God, amen, and give us a song tonight, praise God, amen, before the speaker come, praise God, amen, and we actually, praise God, just receive about saying, praise the Lord. Praise God. None other than, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you, people of God. We give God thanks and praise tonight. Protocol has been established. We're just grateful tonight to be here in the presence of the Lord, and we have great expectations for what the Lord is about to do. Amen. Mm-hmm. It gives me honor to be able to serve the Lord in any capacity. Amen, Jesus. And on tonight, I just ask that you pray with me. Glory to God. And I bless the Lord in song on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing hand, and he helps me do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. In his own, and when the storm, when the storm of life is raging, and the billows, the billows roll, they roll. I'm
blessed he shall hide me. I'm glad the Lord shall hide me. I'm safe, safe. In his arms, in his loving arms, I'm safe. In his arms, when I find no rest, when I find no hope, I'm safe. In his arms, so glad I'm safe in Jesus' arms. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, amen. One of my favorite songs, praise God. Amen. Safe, amen, in the arms, amen, of Jesus, praise God. Amen. That's our safety. Amen. You're only safe in the arms of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight, praise God. In other words, don't move, praise God. Stay where you are, praise God. Amen. Stay under the umbrella. Glory to God. Amen. You're safe. Amen. Safe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because the blood still works. Glory to God. Amen. Don't step out. Amen. But stay. Amen. Stay under the umbrella. Stay. Praise God. In the arms. Amen. Amen. In the arms of Jesus tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we have come down. Praise God. Amen. To the good part, amen, all of it was good. Prayer, the scripture, the songs, amen, glory to God, all of it was good, amen, glory to God, amen. But we're getting to the important part, praise God, amen, of the service, hallelujah, on tonight, amen, glory to God. And we just feel honored and grateful tonight, praise God, amen, for the man of God, praise God, amen, that take out his time, amen, glory to God, to be with us. Amen. Glory to God on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. We are excited. Amen. Tonight. Glory to God. Amen. For what he has done, what he's going to do. Glory to God. Amen. And we are excited. Praise God. Amen. Because we have, amen, glory to God, the honor. Praise God. Amen. To introduce him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we want to say that, amen, amen, that he is, praise God, amen, true man of God, amen, glory to God, amen. The songs that we've been with them, praise God, amen, for a while now, praise God, amen. They also, amen, amen, he's the founder, him and his wife, praise God, Apostle Chauncey, praise God alone, praise God, Apostle Russell, praise God, Apostle Chauncey Russell, praise God, the founder, praise God, amen, of the house of refuge, praise God, amen, building the wall prayer team, praise God, amen, an awesome prayer team, praise God, amen, along, praise God, with the co-hosts, amen, Dr. Cynthia, amen, Gerardo, praise God, amen, come on every day from 12 noon, praise God, amen, to the Holy Ghost, amen, stop. Praising God, amen. So we thank God, amen, for him, praise God. We try to say, amen, how could I, praise God, amen, tell you something about him, praise God, amen, amen. Glory to God. One thing I do know, praise God, amen, the degrees that he have, amen, he has his BA degree, praise God, amen. He's born again, glory to God, amen, glory to God. He has a DD degree. Amen. He's a devil destroyer. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He has, praise God, amen, his PW degree. Praise God. Amen. He's a prayer warrior. Praise God. Amen. And much, much more I could say, praise God. We was trying to look on his page, praise God, and I'm like, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said so many things, praise God. Amen. Amen. But we want to let, praise God, amen, Apostle Russell, praise God, amen. This is his first time being with us, praise God, amen, on the Prayer News Network, praise God, amen. And we want you to show him some love, praise God, amen. Give him your amens, praise God, amen. He will preach, can preach, praise God. Glory to God, amen. And we thank God tonight, praise God, amen, for him finding time to be with us, praise God, on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley. Praise God. Amen. And we just want to, amen, ask him, praise God, amen, to unmute his phone, amen, and just smash *6. Amen. He can tell you more about himself if he so desire. Amen. But we praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to listen, praise God, and you're going to hear. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's been to the Holy Ghost headquarters. Amen. Like on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But the men thought, amen, he's drunk. Amen. But Peter let him know, amen, he's not drunk. And you sit there, suppose. Amen. Glory to God. It's only 3 o'clock. Amen. But it's that, this is that, what was spoken, amen, by the prophet Joel. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to present to some and introduce to others. Praise God. Amen. And after the man of God, amen, amen, finished ministering, praise God, amen, hallelujah, he will come back, amen, glory to God, amen, and take your prayer requests, amen, glory to God, amen, and do, amen, prayer, glory to God, amen. So this time, praise God, we introduce to you and introduce, amen, to some, praise God, amen, none other than, amen, Apostle Russell, praise God, amen. Let's receive him by saying, praise the Lord. Amen. Apostle Russell, just smash *6. Amen. And come on over.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, man.
Bless you, Evangelist Barnes. God bless you. To God, all of God's people, grace and peace. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for in him we move, live, and have our being. We're grateful for the Lord for this time that we can give honor to the Spirit of Christ as the head of our life, and thank God for being saved, sanctified, amen, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, and have a mind to continue to go, amen, to do the will of the Lord. Be honor, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley, and to this wonderful team. We thank God for this privilege. Thank God for this opportunity. The Lord is so kind to us, amen, in the time that we're living in, amen, so many things, amen, that are going wrong, and so many people, amen, are losing it, but yet we're still in our right mind, amen. We're still, amen, pressing on. We still have a mind to serve him, amen. And don't take it lightly, because the enemy desires, amen, is fighting for the minds of the believer. He already got the minds of the world, and he's trying to take the minds of the believer. But I heard the word of the Lord said he'll keep our mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. We love the Lord on tonight and this opportunity once again, amen, to all of them that are joining, amen, from the House of Refuge Prayer, Building the Wall of Prayer team. We thank God for all of you, amen. And we'll let you, amen, go with me to the throne of grace as before we come and declare with us as the Lord, amen. I do want to thank God, amen, for him just being so good to us, amen. And we're so happy, we're so elated to be here tonight, amen, amen. I'm kind of a young old person, amen, amen. We go to bed with the chickens, amen, amen, because we get up so early in the morning for prayer. But, amen, God is stretching me out, amen, and causing me, amen, to hang out with the young folks, amen, amen, amen. It's a good thing, amen, amen. I said Evangelist Barnes and them got a late starting time, amen. By 9 o'clock, I used to even get my third nap on, amen, amen. It's good, amen, but thank God, amen, and amen. We need to Amen. Any time that we can come, amen, to call on the name of the Lord, to bless the name of the Lord, amen, we are willing and able. Dear God, our Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for these, your people. We come to you to ask you tonight, Lord, my God, to speak to us, Lord, and anoint us, Lord God. Father, we yield unto you, God, right now. We surrender whole heart, mind, and soul, God, and spirit, God. Father, you are the potter. We are the clay tonight. God, move. Speak like you want to. Do what you want to do, God. Oh, God, we're putting on your hands, God. We're yielded vessels, God. Father, forgive us for any sins that we have committed, God. And as we come to, Lord, to declare divine words of life, God, bless right now, God. You be glorified. You be lifted up. For your word says, Lord, if you be lifted up, Father, you'll draw all men unto you, God. I pray tonight if there's any one of us, God, that's on the line, God, that's going through sickness or going through hardship, God, or going through, God, crisis now, God, that you would deliver tonight, that you would set free, that you would send your words, God, with clarity and precision, God. In the name, give me, God, the frame, the mind, God, and the articulation of speech to declare what you have said in your most holy word, God. For thy word have I hidden in my heart, hallelujah, that we might not sin against you, O God. We are thankful, O my side, for your power. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for your word, God. O God, for your word is a keeper. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you for your word tonight. Father, right now, bind the hand of the adversary, God. Bind the spirit of distraction, God, that tries to, Father, allows us to miss what you're saying in your word, God. Father, we thank you tonight that your word is like a hammer, God, and break up everything that need to be broken up, God. Your word is a healer and a deliverer, and we pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, Lord, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you. I would to draw your attention tonight in the book, in the 1 Peter, amen, the 5th chapter, amen. And you'll find me the 6th, amen, through the 11th verse, amen. That's 1 Peter once again, chapter number 5, amen, verses number 6 through 11, in the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 5 and 6 declares, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he might exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. 5 and 8 says, be sober. Amen. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse number 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions that are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, the God of all grace, who hath called us unto the eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Verse number 11, in this conclusion, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We want to talk to you from a subject tonight, if you allow me tonight. Be alert. Amen. It's time to be alert. Amen. Amen. It's time to be alert. Amen. 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 We do understand the time that we're living in now. Amen. That is so much going on. Amen. Now, would that you, amen, consider this tonight. Amen. Some 30 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Christians are facing greater persecution for their faith. Amen. And we do understand, amen, everybody is hopping on the Christian. Amen. Everybody is beating up on the Christian. Amen. The Christian is the most loved and hated believer of faith that there's in the world. Amen. Amen. Everything, amen, that's going on, they blame it on the Christians. Amen. How should they respond? Amen. Our answer tonight, today, is how should we respond to critics? Amen. How should we respond to those who lie on us? How should we respond to those who criticize us?
who called us hypocrites, amen. They love to call us hypocrites, amen. And we must understand this, amen, by our text tonight, amen, that we must be sober, amen, amen. We must understand because Jesus suffered all this persecution, amen, since Jesus suffered all, amen, the beating, amen, amen. He suffered, amen, being lied on, amen, being, amen, falsely accused, amen. But the Bible declares, amen, that he said not a mumbling word. And if it's our job as a Christian, amen, to leave it all in the hands of the Lord, amen. The word of the Lord said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, amen. I will repay, amen. God will vindicate us, amen, if we only stay alert, amen. We're in the hour now that Christianity, that our brothers and sisters of believers are falling asleep, amen. They become drunk, amen, amen, drunk with carnality, amen. They love to parade around and love on YouTube for the cameras and dance for the own because for vain glory, amen. And it's time for the believers to be alert, amen, because we must understand that we do have an adversary. And the adversary is the devil, amen. He don't care how much you dance in front of the camera. He don't care how much you parade, amen, and how deep you can speak in tongue, amen. He's coming after you. He's coming after us, amen, because of the stand, because of who we serve, amen, and because of, amen, the time that we're in, amen. The time clock on the spiritual wall represents that it is late, amen. We're into the hour, amen, that things are coming to fruition, amen. But yet we still have believers that are sleeping, amen, sleeping on the enemy, sleeping on the job, sleeping on the post, and God wants to warn us and sound the alarm. He says, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion. Show my people their transgression and the house of Israel their sins. And one of the things that we can be indicted is being asleep, amen, is slumbering, amen, on the time where things are happening and swiftly transpiring, amen. The Bible is being fulfilled on every hand, amen. And the first in Peter, amen, declares unto a persecuted church, amen, how do you respond when you're being persecuted? How do you respond when they're trying their best, amen, to discredit that Jesus is Lord, amen? How do you respond? You respond, my God, by being alert, amen, and being vigilant, amen, and being sober, amen, not being drunk, man, over and not being able to understand, amen, the time that we're living in, amen. We must understand that Peter, amen, we understand that Peter was a bad man, amen. He was a man that would cut you, and he was a man that would curse you out. He was a man that was going through his process. At one particular time, amen, when Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, when Jesus was getting ready, the enemy has came, amen, was coming, amen, because he knew his hour was up, amen. And when while he was getting ready, amen, he told his disciples, amen, all of you going to be embarrassed for me, amen. All of you going to go through for me tonight. And he said, I'm going to be crucified, amen. I'm going to die, but in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And all the disciples said, no, I'm not going to abandon you, Jesus. I'm going to go all the way with you. I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to denounce, amen. We're in the time now that the enemy wants us to denounce our faith, to denounce our stand, to denounce who we believe in, amen. But we must be alert, amen, and not to be caught off guard, amen. We've been saved long enough to understand, amen, that the enemy is persistent in what he do, amen. And we must be consistent and must be vigilant, amen. We must not be easily pushed over, amen, just because, amen, everybody else is doing it and everybody else is labeling themselves a believer, amen, and do not, amen, you'll know the fruit by what they bear, amen. So the church back then, amen, and First Peter that Peter was writing to, amen, he was telling them that they were suffering and how they're going to handle their suffering. You know, when it comes down to us, amen, suffering and going through and losing loved ones, amen, and when we go to the point, my God, where we are losing financially, amen, are behind and things are everything happening, amen, our response becomes different, amen. Our response becomes, amen, we become a sarcasm. We become, amen, because of what we're going through. We let what we're going through, amen, and make our response be different, amen. Our response shall always be the same, amen, that Jesus will take care of us, amen. amen. He took care of the persecution, the church that was being persecuted back in those times, 30 years after his resurrection, amen. The Apostle Peter was, he writes a letter to both to confront the believer and to do and to encourage them to stay strong, amen. If the word of the Lord, amen, will keep you, amen. I love what Peter, what Paul said, Apostle Paul said, and in Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may begin to get the face against the wiles of the enemy. The enemy, amen, has a plan, amen, to try to get us, amen, to hold, to give up on what we know that works, amen. We know the power of prayer works, amen. We know that the word works, amen. But yet we do less of any of those things, amen. We pray less and we read the word less. We must be alert, amen, because you can't fight an enemy, a spiritual, amen, a demonic force that's been around for so long, amen, with the little word that you, little energy that you have, amen. It takes power, amen. The word of the Lord said, amen, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall have power, amen. We must be able to be alert, man, to differentiate the times that we in, amen, to differentiate, amen, what's going on in the spirit, amen. We get caught at time after time sleeping, amen, and falling down at the job, amen, amen. So Peter, so he encouraged them, amen, to stay strong. He urges them to put their hope in the perfect future with Christ and obey, amen, and obey and trust him, amen, in the present and even in through their sufferings, amen. Christ suffered greatly, amen. It says, as Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise, amen. You must be armed and understand that he's after your mind. He's after your children. He's after the seed that you have brought forth. You must be alert that the enemy, amen, is not just breaking in at night times no more, man. He's doing daytime break-ins. They're trying to get you to get off focus, to get off track. But the warning is tonight that we must stay alert, amen. We must be, amen. We must understand, amen, the time that we're living in, amen. Now, the Christ followers have to follow him, and they're showing in his grace and power, and their hopelessness and obedience in his faith. Thus far, Peter has affirmed that Christians have to be chosen, been chosen by God, set aside for his purpose. We should not be, amen, surprised by our suffering. Amen. Peter also declares, amen, that we think it not strange when fiery things happen to us, like we don't know what's happening. We must understand that the adversary, amen, the devil, amen, is seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He has the world, amen, and he's coming in and creeping in on the church, amen. The church has been indicted, amen, to be, amen, to be drunken, amen, and not being sober, amen, amen. You must, amen, understand what you mean by being drunk, amen, that we're out of balance, amen, that we're out of sort, amen. But the Lord wants us to understand, amen, that he wants to give us, amen, that alertness to know that our spirit man be alert when something is going on, and to be watchful and to be prayerful, amen. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, and the 41st verse, Jesus told them to watch and pray, amen, because our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, amen. We must be, amen, to be able to, amen, keep our watch on, amen, to understand who's around us and what's around us and what's going on and what type of spirit that is, amen, and what type of spirit is trying to, amen, get us, amen, to get out of alignment with God, amen. And one thing we must all understand, amen, that the enemy, amen, have turned up the heat, amen. And that's why Peter told us, amen, to be sober and to be vigilant, amen, because the adversary, amen, outdid the devil, amen, is after us. He's trying to get us to take back our testimony. He's trying to get us to take back our praise. He's trying to get us to take back, amen, for God I'll live and for God I'll die, amen. He wants us, amen, to be focused on what he's doing, amen, and not being preoccupied what he is doing and not focused God is doing, amen. He wants us, amen, to be unarmed, amen, so he can, amen, defeat us, amen. But we must be armed to understand with the whole armor on, amen, to be able to fight against the wiles of the enemy. Amen. And we do know, amen, he tells us, Peter told us, he told the church, amen, amen, casting all your cares, amen, no matter matter what you have going through, amen, casting all your cares upon him, for he really cares about us, amen. Some of us have been in a season, amen, that we didn't, that we were, amen, ran over, and we allow ourselves to get caught out there with the enemy, amen, caught out there, amen, and caught off guard, amen. God wants us to get ourselves, I hear him tell us to get back on your post, amen, get back on your prayer, prayer time, get back into the word, amen, get back into seeking my face, amen, get back into calling on my name, amen, until people, until souls get saved, amen, until deliverance comes, amen, get back in with the hunger and the thirst, amen, and the trust that we have, amen. We must understand, amen, that the enemy is not our friend, amen. He's not our buddy. He's not our dinner partner. He is our adversary, and he must be treated as so, amen. You must not allow him an inch unless he's coming, amen, to take the whole enchilada. And what is going on today is he's trying, amen, the battleground that we fight is in our mind, amen. He's trying to get us to think all types of stuff, amen. He's trying to get us to be presumptuous and not, amen, declare, amen, what the word of the Lord says, amen. The word of the Lord is stronger, amen, than the enemy that we fight, amen. But yet we don't use it. When Jesus was in, amen, was going up to be tempted, amen, to test it of the enemy by the Holy Spirit, amen. The enemy tried him in the three facets of life, amen. He tried him and made him think, amen, to turn stones into bread. But Jesus said, amen, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He declared the word. How are you going to fight the enemy with no word? How are you going to fight the enemy with no power? The power comes through the word. And the word, amen, was made flesh, and it dwelt upon among us, amen. And the enemy kept on coming, and he kept on being persistent. But every time that the enemy tried something, Jesus come, he come back to him. He defeated him with the word. He defeated him and what the word says, amen. He declared, amen, and now that we have the word in us, amen, we must not be, amen, so afraid, amen, because fear, amen, is trying to grip our mind, trying to take our young people, trying to take our family. But you need to be on alert to let the devil know tonight that my family belongs to God, that my mind belongs to God, that my ministry belongs to God, that everything that God have given me, amen, that I'm fighting it with all I know how, amen. I'm standing toe to toe. I put a line in the sand, and I won't be defeated. I got victory, amen. And the word, a victory comes through standing on the word of God tonight. We must be alert. The alarm is being sound. There's a clarion call for us to get up and to fight, amen, and to not stop laying down, stop taking Lord breaks, stop taking mental breaks, stop taking spiritual breaks, amen. We at the hour now that we got to put the pressure on the enemy like he's been putting on us, amen. We must be at high alert, amen, because the enemy, amen, he's taken up his game. But the believer, amen, is still, amen, playing around in one dimension. But God is calling us, amen, to go up higher, amen, to defeat, amen. There's a level and a dimension that we got to go get to, amen. And we don't have no time, amen, amen, getting caught out there, getting, amen, what they used to do, sneak attacks, because the enemy do not play fair. He comes and he sneaks you, amen, in the world. They call that sucker punch, amen, amen. When you're getting ready to square up with someone, amen, they're trying to get the advantage over you. But don't let the enemy get the advantage over you, amen. Keep your house covered in the blood. Keep your mind covered in the blood. Keep your heart covered in the blood. Keep your children covered in the blood, because the blood is more powerful than any enemy that we have faced. That the enemy, hallelujah, let him know tonight, I'm coming right now, and I'm taking back, amen, what of the authority, amen. I'm taking back my children. I'm taking back my neighborhood. I'm taking back my community. And my God, tonight, we must be alert, amen. We must be vigilant, amen. Someone that is fighting, amen, for the good cause, amen. The cause of righteousness, amen. There's the enemy that comes against us. And if he likes, he wants us, amen, to walk unrighteous, to walk unright, amen, to be, oh God, all, to be staggering and not understanding the time that we're on. And I know that they said it, but surely it's getting way in the evening, and there is things that are transpiring that we must be alert, amen. We must not allow the enemy. We must sound the alarm. Be watchmen on the wall. Get back to your post. Get back to where you're supposed to be and fighting, God, my Messiah. And right now we need to understand in this century, in this time, in this dispensation, we must understand that we must have the whole armor on, that we must be able to understand the enemy that we're fighting. Oh, my God, he's trying his best, amen, to go after leaders. He's trying his best to go after prayer warriors. Look, he's trying his best to go after intercessors. But we must, my God, we must stand strong on the word of God. We must stand firm on the word of God. We must stand steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, and the work of the Lord. Sound the alarm, amen. There is tonight, amen. There is a python spirit trying to even choke the very life out as a spirit out of you. But you must, amen, you must engage with it and declare, amen, that it shall not come nigh, that you scatter it right now, that you right now burn it up right now by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, amen. We must be alert, amen. We must be this, must be sober, amen, amen. We must be vigilant, amen. For the adversary, amen. Our adversary, amen, is our adversary, amen, amen. Is it because our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, being steadfast, whom being steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions, amen, are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world, amen. We are all going through something, amen, amen. But, amen, we still must be alert, amen. We cannot allow our problems, the situation, circumstances, amen, to cause us not to be alert, to cause us to be, amen, to not to be attentive to what God is doing, amen, amen. But the God of all grace, who have called you into eternal, amen, by Christ Jesus, glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, amen, amen. It looks like, amen, the suffering goes on for a long time, amen, but it's not. Your trouble don't last always, amen. Your trouble won't last always, amen. There's an end, amen, to everything that you're in right now, amen. And God calls, amen, he calls a conclusion, amen, to the whole matter, amen. After you have learned what you need to learn, after you have learned what God is trying to teach you and show you, and amen, from the backside and to the front side of the mountain, after you have suffered a while, amen, 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 and we cannot go through suffering, amen, moaning and groaning and complaining, amen, God, why I'm going through this again? No, amen, God has a plan and a purpose. He says in Romans 8:28, we know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen. That's a purpose behind your pain. Amen. There's a purpose, amen, behind what you have been experiencing, but you got to be alert. He's trying to teach us, amen. He's trying to get us, amen, to be, amen, stronger and to graduate, amen. Anytime that God allows the enemy to come against you, there's a promotion coming, amen. There's an elevation coming. There's increase coming. Something is coming through that, amen. So we should not, amen, not complain about it, but it says in everything give thanks, but it's the will of God in concerning you and Christ Jesus, amen. After we've suffered a while, amen, amen, make you perfect, amen. Whatever was imperfect in you, there was something that the Father saw in you, amen, that was not what he, that was that line up with the purpose, that line up to what his plan was for you. And God has to perfect those things concerning you. He perfect those imperfections in us by taking us through, amen, the refining fire. But when we come out, amen, amen, there's glory, amen, there's glory when you come in, and there's glory when you come out, because you know God will not allow you to have anything to happen to you happenstance, amen. He has a purpose for the pain, amen. He's perfecting you, amen, the things that, amen, you know, the things that the shortcomings that we have, the short tempers that we have, amen, the complaining that we have, the murmuring that we have, amen, the right now thing, we want God to do it right now, but God didn't let us know that he ain't ready for that yet. And still more things that I'm trying to perfect in you. There's some more things I'm trying to work out of you. I'm trying to build, amen, the muscle in you, the faith in you, amen. I know they're talking about you. I know they're scandalizing your name, but I'm perfecting you not to respond, amen, in the way in the flesh, amen, but to retreat to your knees, to retreat, amen, to thank you. How do you love people, amen, that always have something bad to say about you? How can you love a person? How can you love them? Look at what Jesus did. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yeah, but that was Jesus. But you have the Lord. You have Jesus inside of you. And greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. After he perfect you, you're on the perfecting. He's trying to perfect you in this season. He's trying to perfect the errors of our ways. He's trying to perfect, amen, the old that they got. Take the old out and put new oil in. And any time God's trying to put new oil in, he has to make sure that you can hold it, amen, in the name of the Lord. Establish you, amen. Establish your going in. Establish your coming out, amen. He's trying to, amen, make you consistent, amen. You know you've been going up and down, amen. You've been swinging with the weather. The weather's cold to you, colder. The weather's hot for you. But he's trying, amen, to establish you, amen, in the name of the Lord. Strip and settle you, amen. That's all things that comes through, amen. Being alert, amen. Watching and praying and understanding, amen, what God is doing and understanding what the enemy is trying to do. It's working hand in hand, amen. So we must put up our duke, amen, as Paul says, amen, and 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith, amen. You got to fight it with the word. You can't fight it in your flesh. You can't fight it with your sarcasm. You can't this battle. You can't win like that. You got to win it, amen, with calling on the name of the Lord. You got to win by humbling yourself, by yielding yourself to the, amen, to the plan of God. Hey, say, God, whatever you're doing in the season, Father, I don't want you to do it without me. I'm a yielded vessel. I'm alert now, God. I'm awake now, God. I know the enemy's been rocking me to sleep, been trying to get me to sell out, trying to get me to give in. But there is a reward coming for those who stand on his word, who refuse to take down, as Peter told the church over in that time. I know you've been suffering. I know you've been persecuted. But amen, but you got to be sober. You got to be vigilant. You got to let the enemy just have his way with you, have his way with your family. And tonight, I come to sound the alarm that you need to wake up and be alert, and be alert what God is doing. God's been trying to wake you up and trying to bring you up and trying to establish you. Hallelujah. It comes through tears. It comes through persecution. But thank God, God is taking us through it. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to be alert. Amen. We must. And tonight, amen, the word of the Lord is trying to get you, amen, to focus in, to zoom in, amen, to what heaven is due by Sunday, to what heaven is doing, oh man, for what God is working in your life, in the believer's life. Amen. Amen. Be alert. Amen. It's time to be alert. It's time. Amen. Our response time, amen, when you're drunk is not the same as when you're sober. Amen. You've uncoordinated when you're drunk. You can't fight. You can't fight when you're drunk because you don't know who you're hitting. You don't know what, amen, you'd be so alleviated that you're swinging at the wrong thing. Amen. That you're missing. Amen. Amen. And it's not the season to be missing anything. It's time to hit the target. It's time to aim. Amen. To have a whole armor on and be a soldier. Amen. And not being the ones, amen, that is selling out. Amen. They're selling the secrets of God. They're selling, my God, they're selling out. Amen. For programs in Luca, filthy Luca, and selling out for a higher stage. And my God, and God said he will build you. Amen. He said, amen, if you humble yourself and do see the, I will exalt you. I will lift you up. He told Abraham, I'm going to make your name greater. Amen. But you got to be focused on me. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You can't give up now. It's in the heat of the battle. Amen. You can't get drunk now. You can't be the one, amen, that's a coward now. You got to be, man, you got to be a bold soldier fighting, amen, on this warfare. Amen. The warfare is intensified. And I come to tell you, you got to be that more intense with the word, that more intense with your prayer, that more intense with your worship. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's time to be alert tonight. It's time, amen, amen, to put our, amen, to put our spiritual eyes, to have it locked in to what God is doing. Amen, dear, thank you. Amen. It's my prayer tonight that you open up tonight, that you open up your eyes, that you be alert, amen, and seeing, amen, that you can see what the enemy is trying his best to do to stop you, to hinder you, because he knows some great things, amen, that God is doing, and he's trying to get you to miss it. But don't miss it, my sister and my brother. Don't miss it, amen. Stay alert, amen. Stay alert to your surroundings. Stay alert to who is coming in your life and who is trying to get close to you, and while they're trying to get close to you, amen, there is some, amen, spirit, some unclean spirit that's slithering, that's trying to even choke the very ministry out of you, choke the very anointing out of you. Amen. Thank you. But you got to be strong, and you can be courageous. Amen. Tonight, thank God for you. Be alert. Be alert. Amen. Amen. In the next few days, someone is going through warfare, even as I'm talking. Amen. Someone is experiencing the worst warfare they have experienced. Amen. Since they have this, since they be on this side. But I come to tell you, amen, when you're alert and you're harmed and dangerous, you will come out on the winning side. You will come out on the winning side. But nobody I know that God didn't prepare, that God prepared, ever lost any battle. Because, amen, he prepares you. He leads you. He guides you. He shows you what's going to happen before it happens. But you got to prepare your spirit, man. You got to prepare in prayer. You got to turn that plate around. You got to turn it upside down. Eat that word and watch you come. Watch what God does for you and through you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I turn this over, amen, to Evangelist Barnes tonight. Amen. I thank God for you for this time. Amen. Amen. Be alert, my sister. Amen. There's alarm going off in your spirit, my brother. Be alert. He's trying to show you something. He's trying to reveal something to you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus tonight. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, my. Hallelujah on tonight. Be alert. Be alert. Be alert. Glory to God. Amen. The man of God, praise God. Amen. Let us know. Be alert. Amen. Don't have time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To slumber. Amen. But to be sober. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. Let us know some of us, amen, been falling asleep, amen, on the job. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. Some things have distracted us. Glory to God. Out of balance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our spirit man, amen, knows and feels, amen, something just ain't right. Amen. And let us know, praise God, what we need to get back in line, praise God. Amen. We have drifted away, praise God. Amen. We have gotten satisfied, praise God. Amen. Our prayer life, our prayer, glory to God. Amen. 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 It's not what it used to be, praise God. We have gotten distracted. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Something is going on, amen, in the enemy, praise God. Amen. I know you can feel it. I definitely can feel it, praise God. Amen. Yep. The heat. Amen. The heat has been turned up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is going on? Praise God. It comes and hits me right in my dead face. Praise God. Amen. It didn't come from the outsiders, the insiders, amen, wherever. Glory to God, amen. The heat is up. The heat has been turned up. Praise God. Amen. To where, praise God. Hallelujah. My tears. Amen, amen. And I know I'm not by myself. Amen. My tears have come to me at night. Glory to God, amen. The heat has been turned up, amen, to get us into a position to where, praise God. Amen. We can be alert. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get back on our post. Amen. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Put pressure on the enemy. Glory to God. Put pressure on it. Praise God. Amen. Just like we do with wounds. Apply the pressure. Amen. And once we apply the pressure, the bleeding stops. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So much. So much. Amen. The apostle has said tonight, praise God, we've just jotting down. Glory to God. Amen. The things. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we pray tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We know the word has found you. Amen. Because it found me tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But we come to let you know tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If you found yourself somewhere in this word, glory to God, amen. Lord, help me. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, if you're not saved. Hallelujah, amen. This is your night, amen, to be saved. Glory to God, amen. Whatever the condition may be, amen. Whatever you pray for tonight, amen. This match starts 6, amen. Glory to God, and just come on over. Hallelujah, the man of God, amen, will pray with you. Glory to God, amen. This match starts 6. Amen, and come on over. What a word tonight. Amen. Be alert. Hallelujah. Be alert. Be alert. Glory to God. Anyone desire prayer, praise God. Amen. The man of God is here tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Glory
Thank
to
you.
God.
I turn on
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
anyone desire your prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Just imagine part 6. Amen. And come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Amen.
He let us know while we're going through so much. Amen. There is a promotion. Amen. For everything you're going through, every pain that I'm going through, you praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone desire prayer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Just match star 6. Amen. And come on over. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
And that's for the willing body. Hallelujah. Let us pray with you. Praise God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you.
And hallelujah. Amen. We're going to unmute. Praise God, amen, the phone, praise God, tonight, amen, to where you can just give God, amen, the praise, amen, on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and just lift your voices, amen, as loud as you go, praise God, amen, for the words that, amen, oh, magnify the Lord with Praise God. Let us in, amen, rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Praise God. Amen. Together. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You can unmute your phones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I would like to pray for me for strength and to continue to ask God to use me for his glory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Praise God. Desire prayer tonight. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. Hallelujah. Amen. You just want to get rid of it. Want prayer for it.
Yes,
glory to
Lord
God.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. This is Mother Alexander. I'm asking you all to pray for my grandson. He tested positive for COVID. I'm praying for all the other children in his school that tested positive. And I'm asking you all to continue to keep my family lifted in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon, Brother Jamel. Just asking for prayer for me and my wife, that the Lord will continue to keep us near the cross. Thank you.
Yes, God. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. I just want to thank God for the word. Thank God for the messenger. And I'd like for us to just pray for him that God will restore to him all that he has given out, and pray much for his wife, amen, and pray much for the king, amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Just match star 6. Come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen. If not, amen. Apostle Russell, amen. We turn it over to you. Amen.
Amen. Dear God, our Father, we thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Your people, God, that came with requests tonight. Sister Cynthia tonight. Houghton tonight. Strengthen the Lord. You know what she's battling. You know what she's trying to come back from, God. You, Lord God, give her the bounce back anointing, God. Destroy the yokes tonight. Father, right now. Your yoke destroyer tonight. Right. And regulate, Lord, sober the mind. In the name of Holy Spirit, blow on her tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, you can do it.